Station Cynthia and two for a question about frost.
Good morning, Sophie. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm asking a question actually to Houston and to Croix for the activity in frost at 1320. So yesterday, you probably are aware that opening frost 1 led to a hazard release. And so I just wanted to have a picture. Are we expecting something similar for frost 2? I will probably... do I need to have my PPE ready? And I mean, did you talk about this to coordinate and see what's the strategy for this? Thank you.
Station Skidown 2 for Stephanie, thanks for your question. And the first and first two are actually different hardware, and the temperature setting is different. So we don't expect the similar things to happen for first two. So we believe that you can proceed the activity nominally for PCG activity today.
Raphael, thanks a lot. I will proceed nominally for the activity. I appreciate this answer. Thank you.
Huntsville Station, checks on 2, you have report lab cam 2 for Paul Ops this morning.
Copy, checking. And Jack, that's a good field of view. Thanks.
Thanks. Huntsville Station, Sophia 2 for Polar.
Go ahead for Polar.
I had a question about the Polar 5 Dragon transfer, and I have a doubt. I was wondering if it would be possible to start the Polar 5 transfer within the next 15 minutes when Jessica and Jack are done with a pull transfer from Dragon. Now I see that I need to coordinate maybe with Chris, but yeah, maybe I have a doubt.
Checking. And Sophie Huntsville's back with you. Unfortunately, we're still waiting on some cold storage support for those later Polar reactor activities, so we'll need to have those completed for timeline, please.
Okay, thanks a lot.
No problem. Sorry I couldn't be of more help.
So, station on 2 for Paul.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Morning. We're looking for your go in step 1.10.
Copy, 1.10. Stand by 1. Please only verify.
All right, standing by, and I can tell you that the switch 3 has been turned off.
And Jessica, we just confirmed on the ground your go in 1.10, or 1.0.
Copy, go.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Polar transfer stowage.
Chris, we're with you on 2.
Hey, good morning or good evening. I am trying to get ahead of the day a little bit and getting some of the supplies for the polar transfer a little bit later today at 1100. And in my stow note, it asks me to get some express rack data cable 38 inches from lab port to Lima 1. I was able to only find 2 express rack data cable 38 inches in there. However, one of them is in a bag marked suspect. You know, it's a drawer full of a ton of different cables. I found a lot of 54 and a lot of 24 inch cables, but only 2 38 inches. I was wondering if we expected any more 38 inches and what the deal is with this one that's marked suspect. And the one that's marked suspect, I can read you the barcode from it if that's helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take that barcode.
Our code is 0000124 Mike.
Copy, barcode ending in 124 Mike. We were expecting 3 cables in that location, but we're taking a quick review and seeing what is what's suspect about the one that you just called. Give us just a few on the ground. Check, please.
Copy, and if you're expecting 3, I'll keep searching through. Yeah, it's a mess of cables. I thought I searched all, but I'll keep looking.
Copy. Thank you. We'll call you back if we hear anything about that suspect cable.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for express rack data cables. I can confirm there are indeed only 2 38-inch data cables in there. There's one that reads serial number 7 and the other with the barcode that I read you before ending in 124 Mike. That is our suspect. So I just wanted to pass that on. And if we don't want to use that suspect one, I'll probably need a alternate location or light. Thank you.
And copy all, Chris. I was just about to call you and let you know the third cable that we were anticipating to be in that door was actually grabbed for the PAL operations this morning, so it wasn't actually there. Sorry to send you on a wild goose chase. But we've got a plan. We'd like you to press that suspect cable. It was labeled as such in 2022, and we have a note saying that we're not even sure that it was suspect. It might have been another issue that was bringing up the initial labeling or the cause of the initial labeling, so you're going to use that cable when you get to your activities.
Okay, yeah, copy all. I will use the cable marked suspects. Jackson was just saying that actually the 38-inch data cable that they took for the earlier... Jessica was saying they didn't actually take a data cable from that location. It was just a power cable.
Oh, okay, apologies. We were incorrect in our reporting there, but we will press with using that that cable late mark suspect, and potentially later might have to call you guys back if there is an issue, but we don't anticipate one.
Copy all.
I'm still station on 2, just checking if we're still waiting for your verification for call.
Apologies, Jessica. I thought I got back with you on that. You are go.
Okay, copy. We're go in 1.11. Still station on 2 for call.
With you on 2 for call.
Power on time was 8:26, and the power off time you guys should have, it was 1 minute before we called you previously.
That they firmly have those times, and you are within the bingo limit, so thank you so much for the work.
Thank you, and we've got the serial numbers and crew notes.
Sounds good, copies, and those are good numbers.
So station on 2 for MEF-1 stowage.
Jessica, with you on 2.
Just looking at item number 1 in the stow note, combination pliers, usually in that spare tools bag, it's all divided up into Ziploc bags, which are labeled by numbers. Do you happen to know the number of the bag that's in? There's a lot of stuff in that CTV.
Copy. We have stowage checking on that, but while you're in the stow note there, I actually do have one small delta for you. I was going to let you know when you called for the go. Line item 13, the sharps kit, we're going to need you to grab 2 of those instead of 1.
Okay, copy. 2 of the sharps kits.
Yep, and while I have you and while we're still looking for the answer on the combination pliers, I'll go ahead and let you know that you do have to go in step 1.1 where you have the LSGD contamination complete. We're coming up on a short LOS. You are go to work through the procedure up until step 5.3, and when they come back AOS, your PD Dylan will be standing by on space to ground 4.
Okay, copy. Go in 1.1. I can work up to 5.3, and Dylan will be on space to ground 4. Thank you.
And Jessica Huntsville's back with you. We're tracking those combination pliers are not going to be in a bag. They should just be loose in that CTV somewhere.
Okay, I will try to look.
Thanks.
So station on 2 for combination pliers.
With you on 2, Jessica, hoping for good news.
I was just wondering if you could give me some insight into what combination pliers are. I mean, I know what a combination wrench is. I know what pliers are, but I don't know that I've ever heard the term combination pliers. There are probably over 1,000 tools in that bag. They're all divided up into Ziploc bags, probably 20 or more different Ziploc bags with various tools in them, and the tools themselves don't necessarily have labels on them. So I don't see anything not in a bag, so all of the bags are numbered. There are a few items in the lid that are, there's a pair of connector pliers, it's the only pair of pliers, but it would could take hours to find one specific tool like that in this bag.
Copy, we certainly don't want to be digging in there for hours. Give me just a moment to talk with my stomach and see if I can get you some good identifiers. And Jessica Huntsville's back with you on 2 for pliers.
Good.
So just to give you some context, the pliers are actually included here as a contingency item in case you have issues removing any of the cannulas from the syringes you'll have today. So if you see a pair of pliers in there that you think would be applicable to that operation, you're going to use those.
Okay, we Googled combination pliers, and it looks like they often include, have a plier function and also a grip for connectors, so I found a pair that sort of resembles that, and I'll maybe bring in another pair regular pliers in there as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. Glad you guys got it figured out. I was pulling up images myself to try to describe them, but I thought maybe big picture issue, which is next ATF for you.
At Huntsville for future, I found those pliers in bag 10 in 1.0-1073.
Copy all, bag 10. And just for your awareness, we're about 2.5 minutes out from a 15-minute LOS. For your awareness.
Houston, Chris on 2 for stowage questions.
With you on 2, Chris.
Hey, 2 questions for you. First one is, I just am worried about the airlock. I was wondering if you could give us an update on how much more stowage you're expecting to fit in here. I think it's already kind of full. You're welcome to come on board on the Node 1 camera and take a look. I'm trying to get an 8.0 in there now. But I think we're out of space in there, and I know that we have a lot of future plans for airlock stowage. Second question was regarding Step 44 stow track and securing the Dragon basement doors. I recall from SpaceX 33 there were some special like tethers for that, but I didn't see them here, and I was wondering if there's something I'm missing or if there was a way I'm supposed to be securing those doors open.
And we copy both questions, Chris, and thank you for offering a video in the airlock. We would like to take a look if you don't mind giving us a view.
Yep, you have the Node 1 camera on and pointed there.
You do see it. I did not look up to see it. And regarding your other question about the Dragon basement, we're digging into that when we get you. We'll get you an answer real soon.
Okay, copy all.
Station Huntsville on 2 for LSG. We see that the 8-inch ports are giving you guys a little bit of trouble. Just some info. It helps to unstick the seals if you apply pressure inward while you rotate. And if this becomes a problem throughout the day, Jack is going to utilize the 6-inch ports for all of its seating assist activities.
And Huntsville on 2, yeah, that blank got stuck again, but we were able to get it loose. I was throwing the LOS. I unfortunately couldn't call since it was LOS, but we're missing some of the items that were supposed to be in 1.05478. There were no gloves in there. I did find some 16-inch nitrile gloves just that were kind of out in jam in our kind of general staging area, so I did find 2 pairs of medium there. Hopefully that's okay. They are medium 16-inch nitrile gloves. I could not find the plate holder. That was not in the 5478, so wondering if you have another location for that.
And back with you, Jessica. Apologies, walked you into a short hand over there. We copy the 2 pairs of medium gloves. We're okay with those for today's operations, and we're checking on the plate holder.
I have all the other items inside the LSG. I'm not sure if there's a typo here. The Sono and Step 2.2.2 talks about serial numbers 1, 2, and 3 for the seating support kit, so those are the ones I put inside. But then Step 2.3 talks about serial numbers 4, 5, and 6. Is that a typo? Or do I also need those?
And that's a negative on that. Those 3 kits are going to be for the later activities. So, yes, it is kind of a typo. Apologies there. And for the plate holder, I do have a potential alternate location. It's 1.0CPB4264 and JLP1 aft 1, Bravo Charlie 1 location.
JLP1 aft 1, Bravo Charlie, and what was the CPB number?
That's 1.04264.
Okay, 1.04264, and that was Bravo 1, Charlie 1, correct, and aft 1?
That they firm.
Okay, and just to make sure, since that some of those steps then were not correct, I do have everything in there that you can see, the 3 seating support kits, 1, 2, and 3, 2 sharps containers, the contingency kit, and the tool kit. Those are all the correct items that should be inside, right?
And that is correct. You have all the right items. You just need that plate holder. Hopefully 4264 has it for you.
Okay, I'll look for the plate holder, and it says serial number 2. I just need one of those, serial number 2, and that adapter C should be on the plate holder.
Affirm, that's what we're tracking. You should have both items or the plate holder attached to the support. Yes.
On station line 2, I did find it in that location.
Hey, copy, Jessica. Good news.
Consultation on 2.
With you on 2, Jessica.
I'm just going to go grab the cue card from the print location, take a quick fire break, and then I'll be right back and ready to get in.
Copy off. Dylan's still standing by for you, and just while I have you real quick, we're not seeing the capped on tape or the scissors in the LSG work volume. Can you confirm you have those, please?
Capped on tape was already in there with scissors, and what was the second thing you said?
the two things we were looking for, so it sounds like you're all set up, ready to go. Thanks.
Okay, and it's the wide, the 2-inch tap-down tape, is that what you're expecting?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, copy. I'll be back in a minute.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for NetArax Module 9. I've got everything all set for this and was wondering if it's okay to get started a little early.
Chris, Huntsville's with you. We would love for you to get started early, so whenever you're ready.
Thanks, Huntsville. Chris copies all. I'll get started into the procedure. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And once we see the camera come up, we'll let you know how we like the field of view.
Copy, getting it set up right now. So Chris on 2, the Node 2 camcorder, cam 2, should be up with an over-the-shoulder view.
Chris, that cam view looks perfect, thanks.
Sounds great, continuing in step 2.
Station Munich on Spacegon 2 for Sophie and IceCube's installation at your convenience. Station Munich on Spacegon 2 for Sophie and IceCube's installation.
Munich Station Sophie is on 2 with you.
Bonjour Sophie, just a heads up for you that we just come on board with the VCA2 and also you can, there's an on-call CC go in step 3.6 and you can already have to go for that one, just for your awareness.
Yeah, I saw that for VCA2. I'll find this right away, and I understand the goal in step 3.6.
Copy.
Phoenix FM 2 has the view. Do you want a bigger field of view?
Sophie, we like the view. Thank you very much.
Copy. You're welcome. Phoenix FM 2 for step 3.3.
With you and Sophie, go ahead.
Yeah, so taking picture of this experiment in here is going to be challenging because it's in real mist. There are cold bags drying, icebergs drying, sewage everywhere. So I'm going to do my best, but I'm not sure it's what people will want to see.
And we copy, Sophie. We hope you can find a good angle. Thank you.
Munich from Sophie on 2.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I'm still looking for in the 1.0 CTB 5316 the extension cable. Yeah, still looking for it.
Copy.
In Munich from Sophie, I finally found it, and the bubble wrap was misidentified, and it was returned for Gator Gatsby.
And we copy, Sophie. Thanks for letting us know.
And for your information, there is no captain tape on the connectors of this cable.
We copy. Thank you.
Winning from Sophie, so I cannot fasten the two thumb screws on the extension cable because it cannot go far enough. I mean, there's just there's a gap of 3 millimeters between the end of the fastener and the threading that would allow me to do that. So just as to double check, I'm going to show you to the camera that it's the good serial number for that was in the stow notes. For the extension cable.
And we copy, Sophie. We assume you already checked that the connector is properly fitted and there's still a gap, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And it is simply because, there's not enough threading on the fastener. What I can offer to you is that I can put captain tape so that we make sure that the connector stays connected because it's the ultimate goal of the fasteners, right?
That's right, Sophie. So we'll go with your suggestion.
Go for captain tape. Make some Sophie. So the two connectors are taped and wanting to remove it, because I think it's going to be very solid.
Copy. Thank you for that.
Unix from Sophie, that's procedure complete, except for the tow truck.
We copy, Sophie. Thank you very much. And just for your information, we leave the camera on for Sege and PK4 in 5 minutes.
Yeah, copy, no worries. Sergey is going to be surprised by the change of sewage come taken here.
Well, there's something new every day.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jack and MEF1.
Jack's with the MC.
Hey, Jack, I'd let you know you're going step one of your first MEF1 feed assist activity. Jessica's ready for you.
Go in step one of the first activity thing.
Station Munich on 2 for Sergey and PK4.
Munich, Sergey, with you on 2.
Good morning, Sergey. Heads up for you, the VCA-2 that is currently pointed at ICF is currently running, so we can use that camera for PK4 as well. It's right behind you.
Okay, so I'm going to use VCA-2 for PK4, right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Sergey, this is Munich. We like the view, and I think that's all we have for you today. Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you, and I was happy working with you today.
Talk to you next time.
Huntsville, Station Jackson 2 for step 7 of my first procedure.
Jack, Huntsville with you.
Just so I'm understanding step 7 correctly, I'm getting a vented bag out of Merlin in Gem Forward 1, is that right? And then that's going into stable?
So, Jack, from step 5.2, once you've inserted the BioCell suspension bag into the LSG, you push up to step 8 there, and you guys are going to go retrieve the inoculation bag from Merlin. Sorry, apologies, I mean the thaw bag.
Okay, so all that makes sense. So I passed in a suspension bag, and I passed in BioCell Habitat Alpha, then I closed the ring, or closed the blank off, and then I'm going to step 8.
And yeah, that's a firm.
Okay, and I assume that she's ready for the inoculation bag now, or do I have to wait for that? It's an 8.1.
They're ready for the inoculation bag now.
That's Merlin 3 at Gem Forward 1 for step 8.
And that's a firm, Jack.
Okay, thanks. Sorry for all the questions.
No worries. That's what I'm here for. Always happy to help.
So, Station Jack, one more time. There's nothing but desiccant bags in Merlin 3, serial number 8.
Copy, Jack. Nothing but desiccant bags. That's unexpected, so give us just a moment, please.
Copy.
And Jack Huntsville's back with you. We're looking at your activity yesterday at 1840. We're actually seeing that you were the one who was going to insert these inoculation bags into Merlin 3. So do you potentially remember where they might have ended up?
I'm looking at that procedure as well. Can you give me a step number?
Yeah, that was step 2 of the execution note only activity. And apologies, I said inoculation. I saw it back.
There's a Merlin at forward 6 as well in the gem, right? I'm looking at the execute note now. Maybe there's a chance that I was there at the grabbing the thaw bags from the bag at gem forward 6, and I might have put them into the Merlin. That's right there as well.
And copy, Jack. We're checking. 1 second.
Houston Station Jack's on 2. Do you see those thaw bags in Merlin 2 at forward 6?
And we copy, Jack. We're tracking that as a plus 4 Merlin, so we're talking the impacts on the ground.
Okay, yeah. Sorry for this mistake, and we'll wait forwards.
Copy, Jack. We will keep you posted. And Huntsville Station on 2 for Jack and Merlin.
Ready.
Yeah, Yeah, Jack, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and taking all those thaw bags and moving them over to Merlin 3 at JPM Forward 1, Bravo 1 location.
Okay, I will.
And Jack, Hunsel's back with you on 2. Apologies, I know you're talking with Jessica, but yeah, confirm no loss of science, but we'll need those thaw bags in Merlin 3 for a minimum of 2 hours.
So station Jack's on 2. I've got 6 MEF-1 thaw bags in Merlin 3 at GEM Ford 1B1. Now they went in at GMT 1024.
Copy, 6 bags into Merlin 3 at 1024. Thank you, Jack.
Copy the 2 hour slide now for that thawing process. We're just looking at the timeline now. Maybe it makes sense to head into exercise or something else now so we have more time, or I'll stand by for your words on timeline going forward.
Yeah, Jack, we're trying to figure out the best way to take this forward. Obviously, we're going to have to do some shuffling, but while we put our heads together down here, I can offer you one activity. We're ready for your Sable 3 CO2 swap whenever you are.
Okay, I will hop into Sable 3 CO2 swap and then stand by for further recon.
That's perfect. Thank you. We'll let you know as soon as we get it figured out.
Association on 2.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
I know we still don't have 3 and 4, but I'm just kind of waiting here at LSG. Dylan got cut off with the next action she was going to give me before the LOS.
Copy. I was waiting for Signal to confirm with you what you heard from her last. As is, what we're doing is getting, we have 2 more inoculation bags, or sorry, I keep doing that, thaw bags, that are currently at ambient. We'd like to get put into Merlin 3. Hopefully they can get up to temp a little bit quicker than the ones that were at plus 4 previously. In terms of what you have in LSG there, we need you to put the BioCell and the inoculation kit back to Sable 4, and then we will work further on figuring out when we can reschedule these on your timeline today.
Okay, I don't have an inoculation kit, I don't think. I have the BioCell that she had me put back in the vented bag. Is that what you mean? I also have the suspension bag, which has the syringes in it.
And that is the correct bag, Jessica. We need both of those to go to Sable 4.
Okay, the vented bag and the suspension bag to Sable 4, and should I then wipe off my gloves before I reach in there, or just reach in and grab those?
You can just reach in and grab them, Jessica, and I have a Sable 4 location if you need it.
Sable 4 is right behind me. I think Jack took those out of a habitat, though. Can they just go inside Sable 4 in their Ziplocs, or do they need to go back, like, in the habitat that he removed them from?
No need to put it back in the habitat. You can just keep them in the Ziplocs and go straight to Sable 4.
I think sounds good. I'll do that now while I have you. My suggestion for the timeline, I'm sure you guys are working it already, but there's nobody exercising right now. I think if Jack and I did our exercise, if we just, like, divide it up one after the other, so one person's aerating, obviously not at the same time, I definitely could be done all of my exercise and my midday meal, and I've already done the other pink activities. I could be done all of that before the eye ultrasounds if we still want to keep those on the timeline. Otherwise, if those are going to move, then obviously we could start that even earlier. I'm happy to try to do a slightly abbreviated exercise if it helps, but it would be great. I would actually like to do this one today since I have my stuff set up. But I'll leave it to you guys to let us know how to proceed if we are going to start with exercise, though. I think obviously the sooner the better.
Yep, we concur with all, Jessica. We will take you up on your exercise suggestion. That gives us plenty of time to try to figure out where we end up with LSG throughput for the day. And whenever either yourself or Jack is ready, we would like to get those 2 ambient thaw bags put into Merlin as quickly as possible. So whenever you're in a free moment, I'll have some info for you.
Okay, I have those 2 items back in Sable 4, the suspension bag and the BioCell, and I'm ready for the other info.
Great, thank you. So the 2 thaw bags we're looking for, serial numbers 3 and 4, they're going to be at JLP port 1 in the Alpha 1 location, and a 1.0 CTV BioServe support hardware 5368.
Okay, JLP port 1, Alpha 1, and you said a 1.0 CTV 5368, and what's the actual item name?
So those are It's a good readback, and the item names are Thawbag, Stem Cell EX, hyphen IP, serial numbers 3 and 4.
Okay, and where are those going?
Those are going into Merlin 3 at serial number 8 at JPM 1, Ford 1, Bravo 1 location. And when you do place those thaw bags, the ambient ones, could you make sure that they're not actually touching the ones the JAG just put in there that had been previously at plus 4, just to keep any heat leaching from occurring?
Okay, copy. Those are going into Merlin 3, and make sure that they're not touching. I'll get those now.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Hospital station on 2, for that location, you said JLP port 1, Alpha 1, which locker? Oh, and Huntsville Disregard, I think I just misinterpreted something. Stand by.
Huntsville station, Jackson 2 for Sable.
Go for Sable.
Just to confirm, in step 4, I'm not doing the hard drive swap. Is that correct?
That's a firm, Jack. No hard drive swap today.
Okay, no hard drive swap.
Huntsville station on 2.
Jessica, with you on 2.
I'm still looking for those thaw bags. Are they in another bag, or is the outside of the bag actually labeled thaw bag?
We're not tracking that they are in other bags themselves. It should just be two bags labeled thaw bag with stem cell EX-IP.
Okay, I'll keep looking. This bag's really full. Was this something else from last night? Like, when were these put in here, just so we have some context in case we can help problem solve if they're not here?
Unfortunately, Jessica, these aren't items from yesterday. These were last confirmed in that CTV on GMP 79 of this year.
Okay, I'll keep looking.
Station Munich on Spacegon 2 for any available crew member for a quick help with camera adjustment in Columbus.
On still Station Jax on 2 in step 5.8 of the stable after commanding operating state to on, the operating state in the upper left of the display still remains off. Looking for some suggestions.
Thank you, Chris. Big thumbs up.
And Huntsville copies, Jack. Checking.
So, station, we tried a second time and operating state is back to on. So, looks like stable is ready for us.
All right, that's wonderful, Jack. Second time's a charm. We don't need anything else from you. Thanks for getting that done.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris at 70.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, to add some flexibility to your timeline, we are ready for your polar activity with you guys there.
Sounds great. We're just doing some of the prep activities, getting the CTVs moved and the event closeouts removed, and we should be ready in probably about 5 minutes to get started with the moves themselves. I'll get the Columbus camcorder set up. Then the lab one should already be ready to go.
Copy that, and we'll see you there, Chris.
Huntsville station on 2 for thaw bags.
Huntsville's with you for thaw bags.
I did find thaw bags 3 and 4. They are now in Merlin 3. They went in at 10:56, and I put them at the very front, and the other bags are kind of at the rear and up, so they're minimally touching, if anything. It's hard to entirely prevent that with microgravity, but I don't think, the main contents of them is not touching.
That's perfect, Jessica. We appreciate you taking the time to get those in there as efficiently as possible. And now that you've got that squared away, I guess you guys are going to work your exercise while we scratch our heads on the timelines more.
Thanks. And if you could just check in with a big picture of whatever you have of, like, kind of what our strive for time is, that will help us.
Copy. We do have a few constraints right now, considering that Polar 4 has spatial issues with the installation of that while you guys are operating in the LSG with the crew restraints. So right now the expected intent is to complete the Polar activities. They're starting a little early on those, and then we'll work once those are complete with getting you guys back into your LSG activities.
Okay, copy all. We'll jump in exercise then. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Huntsville, Chris on 2.
With you on 2.
Hey, just wanted to make sure I'm tracking things properly. So
There were vent closeout panels in Columbus, Aft 1, Juliet 2, and I don't read that those were expected there. I just wanted to make sure I'm not misinterpreting or messing something up there, but I'm looking at Columbus, Aft 1, Juliet 2. I took them out, but there were two vent closeout panels there.
And we copy, Chris, and yes, we do want those removed. Typically, we expect vent closeout panels in the locker locations. If we don't have any, that's when we expect Capcom tape to be there.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was funny because it wasn't in the stow notes, so I just wanted to make sure I was looking at the right place and I'm not in the wrong spot.
We copy that, Chris. We will get you a location for those closeout panels.
I assume they go to the same place the lab closeout panels go to.
And Chris, that's a good understanding.
I'm scared. I'm just finishing the pre-workout and should be ready with you shortly.
And we copy.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Polar Transfer.
With you on 2.
I think I solved a little bit of a mystery from this morning. I was having trouble finding 38-inch Express Rack data cables. I went to go pre-connect the data cables to the locker 8 and lab overhead 4, and it actually looks like there are already two, there's already a power and a data cable pre-installed here and just capped. So, yeah, I just wanted to feed that back in case we were trying to sort out why we didn't have the right number of 38-inch power and data cables.
We copy, Chris. We appreciate you letting us know.
So, station on 2.
With you on 2.
Yeah, I put the BioCell and the suspension bag back into the Sable 4. It did just occur to me, though, that we never talked about putting those back in their outer bags. The BioCell is, of course, in that vented bag, and then the other ones are in their bag that was placed in, and they're just in Sable. So do you need me to go back and put them in the outer bags first, or are they okay in that configuration? And we just wipe them down when they come back in.
And Jessica, those items are H0 right now, so we're good in the bags that they're in, and BioServe has no concerns with the config, so you're good to step into your activity, or your exercise, I'm sorry.
Okay, great news, thank you.
Huntsville, Chris on 2. We're getting ready to step into step 3 of the polarized fasten.
Can we copy?
Huntsville, Chris and Sophie on Space to Ground 2. We're looking for your go at 4.15.
And we copy, Chris. Stand by. We are checking and verifying.
Copy.
And Chris and Sophie, Huntsville back with you on 2. You have a go in 4.15.
Go in 4.15. Go.
Huntsville station Sophie on 2 for Polar 5.
With you on 2.
So for Polar 5, power off time was 11:19 and power on time 11:25.
And we copy. Thank you, Sophie.
And right now I read on the display that we are still in startup mode, and I will confirm to you later on.
We copy that, Sophie.
Huntsville station, that's procedure complete for Polar 5, and all seems nominal in here.
Copy and concur, Sophie. We're seeing good power on.
That's great. And, we had a discussion with Chris about this data cable, and we had one ready in case this previous one didn't work. So I'm glad that it seems to work on your side.
And we concur.
Still, Chris on 2 for Polar 7. Polar off time, 11:19. Polar on time is 11:31. And I just wanted to confirm, do you need these photo cards retained?
Can we copy the on and off times? Chris, checking on your question about the flashcards. We did want to let you know we copied your crew note, and we concur with your assessment. We had a typo in our sewage note. And also, when you're going back into
the... That's what I figured. I just wanted to... Sorry, say again?
Sorry about that, Chris. When you're going back in the Dragon for Polar 4, we see a large white free-floating item. Looks like a big piece of foam. We'd like you to just tempstow it out of your way in Dragon.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I think that's the foam that was next to the Norse tank that we removed earlier today.
We copy, and stand by one, getting an answer on your flashcard question. And Chris, no need to retain the flashcard for these polar photos. We are looking for the power and data cable identifiers from Polar 5 that was just installed in Columbus.
Yes, those ones are, I think I got them in the crew note, but they are data cable barcode 00000124 mic, and power cable 000016 is the serial number for the power cable.
And we copy all, Chris. Thank you. Station helpful on 2 for Chris and Sophie and Polar 4.
Spell Chris on 2, looking for your go in 4.12. We are complete up through 4.11.
And Chris, we are currently KULOS. Once that gets passed, we can verify and get back to you.
Okay, copy that.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jessica at your convenience. We know you're on AIRRED, but we do have some insight into the timeline for the rest of the day whenever you get a moment.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris and Sophie. You have a go in 4.12.
Happy go in 4.12. Thank you.
Huntsville, Jessica, if you want to.
Hey, Jessica, thanks for calling us back while you're doing AIRRED. Just wanted to let you know what our plan currently is at. So once you get completed with your exercise and are able to grab a snack, we have a no later than 13:30 resume time for our MEF 1 ops today.
Okay, copy. Perfect timing. I was just going to check in with you. Yeah, I just finished AIRRED, so I can either get my cardio done now or I can save the cardio for later. Would you rather start? Are we able to start before 13:30? That was a no later than, not a no earlier than, correct?
You can go ahead and do your cardio or grab your meal if you'd like to do that route, but 13:30 is the time that we would desire to start.
Okay, copy. I'll be ready to go at 13:30, and are we thinking that we might be able to fit both mine and still do Sophie's as well?
It's going to just be you today, Jessica. We're going to pull the MEF one from Sophie.
Okay, and since I'll have my exercise done and don't have other activities in the afternoon, I'm happy to, you know, do more of those if they're going well and the time's looking good. So that's something I can offer up since I wouldn't have anything else to do. Does this mean that we are rescheduling the ultrasound activities?
And Jessica, for the ultrasound, we are still going to be doing those today. Obviously, you would not be doing any CMO for that, and you would not be doing the setup. We're going to leave it up to you guys on how you want to mix and match who's going to do the CMO and who's going to be the subject. And at some point during the day, we would want you to take a break to be the subject.
Okay. Copy all. So I'll be ready to go at 1:30, and just to make sure I did interpret that correctly, we can't start earlier than 1:30. Is that true? Because I could if we want more flexibility, but happy if that's a no earlier then.
And Jessica, Huntsville's back with you. You can start as early as 1300, but no later than for 1330 was the initial time that I was given, but earliest would be 1300.
Okay, copy. Because in that case, I could skip my cardio for now, have a quick lunch, start at 1, and then it sounds like I would have time to do cardio later today. Is that kind of what you're envisioning, or would you rather I knock off the cardio and then start everything later just so that's all in one chunk?
Yeah, we're estimating you're going to have roughly 5 hours left of LSG ops once you get back in it, so you would have time to do your cardio later.
Okay, well, why don't we do that then, just in case, you know, we never know how things are going to go in there, so probably starting earlier is better. And then if we can get more done, we will. So I will be ready to go at 1 o'clock.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your flexibility.
Okay, sure thing. Talk to you guys soon.
I'm Phil Station from Jack on to assume my role in that starts at 1300 as well.
That's correct, Jack. Once Jessica gets back into LSG, we do have the BioCell and the venting bag currently in Sable 4. You'll need to retrieve that for her, and then you'll be stepping into step 8 of your first seeding activity relatively quickly.
Okay, so I will plan on that, and so my afternoon would look roughly the same as it already does. I'll just be assisting Jessica instead of Sophie, and I'll do all our other random tasks around that. Okay, that all makes sense to me.
Yep, that's a good understanding.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for timeline.
Go ahead, Sophie on 2.
We have a plan for everything to be done today. So, I was going to go ahead and take Jessica's timeline for this afternoon, except for the setup of the ultrasound, which Chris is nicely offering to do. Then I was going to go and take Jack's activity at 17:45 so that he can do the A-RED at the time. And I'm going to do the activity of the Columbus that was on Jessica's timeline at 16:45. And I think with that, everything will be done.
Copy, standby. And Sophie Houston.
Good, Chris. It was good, boy.
And Sophie Houston.
Oh, sorry.
Русский 2, слушай, сейчас давай мы договоримся с коллегами по связи, они, по-моему, еще свой разговор.
Да я просто контроль связи хотел провести. Спасибо.
Да, мы слышим хорошо. Эльц по Москве, ВСГ-2 для Андрея, по тесту приборов СЭС ПГБ. И все, мы можем начать работу. ВСГ-2, канал наш. Вот эту работу с тобой Илья будет проводить, ему слово даю.
Да, здрасте, Андрей. Меня Илья зовут. Ну, в принципе, насколько я помню, вы когда-то в прошлом полете уже это проводили. Ну, делайте по бортовой инструкции, если будут вопросы и доклады какие-то, тогда сообщайте.
Илья, добрый день, да, было дело, помню, выполнял, ну, сейчас попробую повторить, если будут какие-то вопросы, да, буду обращаться, спасибо.
Принято, спасибо.
Хорошо, если что, на связи. Москва МКС, ВСГ-2, я Андрей.
И на связи, в канале СГ-2.
Илья, значит, выполнил шаги с первого по третий по бортовой документации, выполнил шаг там 4.1, то есть один раз нажал, то есть собрал схему, подключил все, все штатно, без замечаний, значит, включил имитатор нагрузок, нажал кнопку «Пуск», но... что хочу сказать, что там старая антилограмма старая была, и такое ощущение, что после нажатия кнопки пуск, ну, ничего не изменилось. То есть она такая же и осталась. Вот об этом хотел сказать.
А как она выглядит, эта, которая осталась?
Ну, выглядит она, в принципе, так же, как на картинке.
Принято. Давайте тогда попробуем нажать кнопочку «Очистка экрана». Это такой белый листик в самом левом верхнем углу. Под надписью MSO-19.
Вот, точно, давайте, да. Да, хорошо, да, сейчас сделаю.
Повторите этот первый замер.
Москва МКС, ВСГ-2.
Связи.
Илья, значит, сделал, очистил экран. Нажал кнопку «Пуск», и ничего не появилось. Но у меня сейчас обратил внимание, что светодиод, индикатор на осциллографе, он не моргает, а горит. Хотя вот я помню, что перед первым нажатием, он там так быстро довольно мерцал так.
Да, то, что горит, это что-то не то. Посмотрите, пожалуйста, на вкладке... Я сейчас скажу, где оно. Настроек, это у нас кнопочка Setup, четвертая в главном меню. И там последняя вкладка About называется.
Так, сейчас, секундочку. На вкладке настроек.
Четвертая кнопочка.
Ага, так, нажал. И что еще раз посмотреть?
Вкладка About последняя.
Ага, так, открыл. Что у нас тут? У нас версия продукта, серийный номер, статус, метод соединения.
Вот статус, да, и метод соединения, что там указано.
Hardware connected и COM4.
Ну тут вроде все нормально. Тогда, значит, что-то с USB соединением. Давайте тогда выключать программу. Еще раз, ну, в смысле, выключать активный режим программы. Потом, ну, N50, наверное, тоже надо выключить. Переподключить USB кабель. И потом заново все сделать.
И светодиод тут же у меня мигает сейчас в режиме окно познавания. Два коротких мигания и перерыв.
И на экране...
инструкция указана. И так и
на... И на экране демо-мод надписи тоже нет.
Да, отсутствует в правом верхнем углу, ну, в правом верхней части экрана нету этой надписи.
Хорошо, тогда попробуйте еще раз включить и еще раз нажать сразу измерение после того, как... Он должен, по идее, замигать быстро, а не гореть постоянно.
Ну да, я поэтому и обратился. До того, как я вышел с вами на связь, все было согласно РК. Сейчас попробуем. Вот нажал Go, и он сейчас, ну, мигает очень быстро. То есть мерцание именно.
Ну да, это уже правильно. Ну, видимо, какой-то сбой был в обмене данными между осциллоскопом и ноутбуком, скорее всего.
Да, вот после нажатия, вот в момент нажатия светодиод, ну, загорается и горит. Ну и осциллограммы никакой нет. Поэтому я и говорю, что изменения не было на экране. А светодиод сейчас горит.
Ну, то есть снова сейчас никакой картинки, только горит светодиод, да?
Да. Да, так точно. Ну, можем попробовать выключить все и пересобрать.
Хорошо, принято. Да, тогда вы выключаете программу, выключаете N50, закрываете эту программу вообще. И нужно перестыковать будет тот кабель, который от N50, который измерительный, к осциллографу. И еще раз снять это статическое электричество с помощью браслета антистатического. Ну и на всякий случай и USB тоже перестыкуйте.
So in Houston on 2 for timeline.
Houston's here.
Huntsville's here. Just wanted to check in with you guys. As you heard, I was going to start the MEF1 at 1 o'clock. Since Chris is turning on the ultrasound now, just putting the option there, if you'd rather have me do my ultrasound first before that, I'm happy to do that. But whatever makes more sense for the experiment and everything we need to get accomplished today, we are happy to try.
And we copy, Jessica, standby, we're talking about it.
Okay, right, thanks.
Тут Москва, МКС, ВСБ, 2. Тут Москва, МКС, ВСБ, 2, проводится с Ростовом.
Слушай, Андрей.
Илья, ну вот я разобрал, так скажем, схему, провел заново все шаги и в другой разъем USB перестыковал. Ну, не думаю, что это должно было сыграть, потому что и светодиоды все моргали так же, как ПБД. Тем не менее, сейчас все сработало. При включении выключателя на EN50 отобразилась на осциллограмма, но она именно при включении. Она, ну, неправильно, там всплески, которые потихоньку затухал к концу кадра. А уже при нажатии кнопки «Пуск» высветилась осциллограмма, как указано в бортовой документации. То есть сейчас вопросов, получается, нет.
Да, принято. Ну, скорее всего, это тогда именно были проблемы с подключением EN50 к осциллографу. Бывает иногда, когда недостаточно снято статическое электричество, бывает сбой выдает.
Понятно. Ну, вроде первый раз тоже там и так подержал, и так подержал. Хорошо. Ну, тем не менее, другой USB-порт тоже перестыковал осциллограф к лэптопу. Хорошо, дальше продолжаю по...
Да, принято. Тогда... Да, делайте, сохраняйте эту осциллограмму и делайте еще 4 измерения с паузой, там, полминуты, минута, не меньше.
Хорошо. Москва МКС, СГ-1, поработал с осциллоскопом. Выполнил 5 измерений, есть 5 файлов в папке на носителе.
Принято только СГ-2 опять. Все нормально, как я понял. С файлами, да?
Да, да. Замечаний нет. При каждом нажатии кнопки «Пуск», после каждого нажатия осциллограмма немного, ну, изменялась. То есть это не одна и та же она была, то есть все как бы работало. И у нас общий вид ее соответствует указанному в бортовой документации.
Хорошо, спасибо, Андрей. Принято. Ну, можете тогда все выключать и разбирать потихоньку. Файлы, в принципе, можно сразу не отправлять, можно сделать это после второй части работы, которая там после обеда запланирована. На ваше усмотрение, потому что тут разный источник. Тут флешка, а там будет карточка из инфракрасной камеры. Это разные как бы носители.
Да, хорошо, я... сейчас, либо после окончания следующей работы передам. Так, сейчас еще одну минуту побыть, пожалуйста, на связи.
Да, конечно.
Москва МКС, СГ-2, ГАВИД.
Связи.
Илья, подскажите, после обеда мы тоже с вами будем работать?
Да.
У меня тогда предложение, может быть, мы прямо сейчас сразу эту работу сделаем, чтобы вас держать заодно, что там ступи не ждали вы. На ваше усмотрение.
И я, в принципе, согласен. Смотрите, если вам можно там что-то подвинуть куда-то.
Ну, у меня там просто обед, но я предлагаю побыстрее просто закончить эту работу. Все, тогда я сейчас заключу, так скажем, операции по первой работе части сделаю и выйду на связь, когда буду готов ко второй работе.
И нет, тем более обязательно сообщите, потому что нам там надо будет команды выдавать для увеличения нагрузки. Так что и придется после этого еще подождать, пока там прогреются эти клеммы разъемы. Так что... обязательно сообщите, когда будете переходить.
Да, конечно, да, конечно. Да, конечно, у меня только единственный вопрос. Канал СГ-2 еще наш будет, мы по нему будем, продолжим общаться.
Сейчас узнаю. ЦУП Москвы для Андрея по диагностике приборов СЭС.
На связи.
Да, канал тот же самый до конца этих двух работ, как мне сказали, то есть вот до времени окончания вроде как все то же самое.
Все хорошо.
Принято.
Москве МКС, СВГ-2, по работе с камерой ХИКа.
На связи, Андрей.
Да, ну, я приступаю к настройке камеры, поэтому, в принципе, наверное, можно включать нагрузки. Либо дождитесь настройки, я доложу.
Нет, мы можем уже включать. У вас уже разобраны, да, панели?
Да.
Нет, пока ничего снимать не нужно. Мы сейчас включаем. И где-то минут 15 надо будет подождать. Там пока настраивайте спокойно. Если что-то будет вопрос, тогда выходить.
Да, да, хорошо. Я поэтому и говорю, что я разобрал, готов. По вашему указанию буду снимать.
Принято.
Hudsville, check with you on 3 at Sable. Do you want to do this on 3 or should I switch to 4?
Отступ Москвы для Андрея в канале СГ-2 по работе с инфракрасной камерой ФГБ.
Отвечаю, СГ-2.
Андрей, ну, мы все включили, время прошло. Если готовы, можете начинать съемку. Начать лучше с БСШ-2, тогда
хорошо.
Лучше видно клеммы.
Хорошо.
И в конце, когда сделаете, еще скажите, какую, если не помните, какую вы из двух батареек взяли для работы, когда будете уже заканчивать.
Батарейка 10.015, 1.015. Так, а подскажите, как, за какой панель вы предлагаете съемку начать?
МКС, СГ-2.
На связи.
Выполнил съемку. Можно отключать.
Боев приборов?
Да, боев приборов. Но только не такие, конечно, как на картинке.
Да, понятно, там больше.
Шкалы температуры у меня не было еще. А в настройках я не вижу, что ее, как ее вывести. То есть у меня просто температура, потому что измерения в градусах Цельсия есть, индикатор, а вот самой шкалы у меня не было.
Принято, то есть на экране не было?
Ну да, но вот видите, на картинке в бортовой документации есть, или это при просмотре эта шкала будет?
Ну, там выглядит как-то не совсем так, при просмотре она будет, да. То есть и в любом случае, когда мы будем смотреть результаты, будут показывать температуру конкретной точки на съемке. Это, наверное, не страшно.
Ну хорошо, просто у меня получается фокус на расстояние. 96% это, я так полагаю, заряд батареи, наверное. И градусы Цельсия на индикаторе, ну, на экране показывало.
Да, понятно. Пусть тогда будет
хорошо,
так.
Тогда я закончу съемку.
И на карточку переписали, да? По шагу 3.3 перенос данных.
Я посмотрел, всего у меня получилось 7 клипов.
Ага, хорошо, принято, разберемся, где чего. Тогда вы переписываете вот эти ролики, переписываете с первой части то, что с флешки, там должно быть 6 файлов вместе с настройками. И тогда сообщите, куда вы их положите.
Ваши СС в папке под номером радиограммы будут.
Хорошо. Ну, если будет еще что сообщить, тогда сообщайте. Спасибо за работу.
Спасибо.
Да, хорошо, спасибо большое. За поддержку, спасибо, Лема Ша.
Место, все хорошо.
Station Houston on Fish Ground 2 for available crew member and WHC check separator light.
Houston Station, say again on 2.
Hey Sophie, I'm calling on 2 because we won't have a KU for about another 10 minutes. We did see a WHC check separator light from the ground. So to guide troubleshooting, could you please report items from Block India of the WHC MLQ card?
WHC Block India, and I'll go check.
Thanks, Sophie. And Sophie, on Space Ground 2, also, WHC is currently no-go for use.
See, I understand WHC no-go for use. I'll let the crew know.
Copy.
КС ЦУПУ Москвы, ВСГ-2 для Андрея.
Houston Station, Sophie N2 for WHC.
Houston's here.
So, the three questions, unfortunately, I have, like, no ID for question one, because I don't know when it was last used, and so I just see the light right now. Then question two, now everything is off and there is no off-nominal sounds. And question number three, there is, of course, no change of echo because everything is off too. So unfortunately, I don't have a lot of answers for you for India.
Copy, checking. And station Houston 2 for Sophie, back with you. Apologies. It's probably these questions are best answered by the person who last used WHC. Unfortunately, we don't know who that was. It was around 1350. So if you happen to bump into them and they remember, you can get those answers. But otherwise, we do have a procedure for you for troubleshooting when you're ready to copy.
Yeah, 1350. We'll ask everyone and let me know the procedure number.
All right, it's IFM 11.5.403 for WHC check separator troubleshooting steps.
Okay, IFM 11.5.403 WHC check separator. We'll check that and ask to everyone in the crew.
Thanks for performing, Sophie.
You're welcome.
Houston, Chris on 2 for WHC. Not exactly sure when the last use was, but the people that have used it recently, nobody recalls hearing an off-nominal sound or seeing anything off-nominal or noticing a light.
All right. Thanks, Chris, for that report and understand.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for stowage.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Looking at the Dragon 34 on pack. Stow track line 48.02 tells me to unpack station spring, so the next couple lines are all roughly the same thing. And it says to put it CTV into a Ziploc labeled ARED hardware. I've got two questions for you. One, the rotation springs are labeled for E4D, so I just want to confirm you guys want me to put it in an ARED bag. And two, even if that's true, that Happy TV 4190 is already full and will need a different spot for 4802, 4803, and 4804.
Copy, Jack. We are discussing and we'll get back to you when we have an answer.
Thank you.
Houston Station, Sophie N2 for WHC.
Houston's here.
So everything was nominal in terms of sound and flow and everything. And when I turned it on, no lights came on. The nominal lights came on. And then when I turned it off, the separator light stayed illuminated for 8 seconds, about 8 seconds after I turned off. And then right when it turned off, the red light check separator came back on again.
Copy. Good report, and we are discussing. And Station Houston 2 for Sophie.
She's with you, too.
Okay, Sophie, thanks for that detailed report. We're going to need to take a bit to discuss, so for now we can release you back to your timeline, but WHC does remain no-go for use.
Copy. I will put a sign no-go on WHC.
Great idea. And also for your awareness and the crew's general awareness, as you've probably already surmised, we can use Space to Ground 2. The RSK-2 has been moved back to Public 5, so ICON is restored.
Okay, Anderson, back to 4, back to 2 is Niall.
Thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack. We are ready for your assistance in Step 11 of your 1020 MEF-1 activity.
Step 11 of my 1020 activity. Copy.
Phoenix Station, Sophie on 2 for PPSC.
And Munich is with you.
Hi, Norbert. Happy to join Munich today for timeline reconfig, and I would be happy to start performing the PPSD procedure that is on TSCF timeline at 16:45. What do you think?
Sophie, we are definitely discussing on advancing that, but we are talking more about 30 minutes at the moment. So that is currently what we would be targeting, so 30 minutes advancement could be possible.
Okay, so I'll call you back in 30 minutes around 3:15, and that would be great, because I imagine with the current WT issue, we might have another timeline reconfig for the rest of the day.
Yeah, but I need to correct your understanding. It is more like 16:15 that we can do that. 1:06, 1:05 is a possible target.
Oh, okay, 16:15. All right, so I'll try to start working on some of the tasks in my task list. Just getting ready, just in case.
And thanks for the offer. Like I said, we are discussing that, but of course there are quite a few prerequisites to be done, and so it will take a while.
Happy, no rush, and whenever it's a good time for you, it will become the good time for us. So no worries at all. Take your time.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
And Sophie, I'll jump in here. If you can, we'd actually like you to check something on the WHC for us.
Of course I can, and I won't. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to flip over to Note 3, and I'll call you back from Note 3 so that I'm ready to jump on WHC.
Sounds good. Meet you over there.
And Sophie with you from Node 3.
All right, Sophie. First question, is WHC still configured for UPA?
What do you mean?
And Sophie, for good reference, you can take a look at Figure 2 of the nominal operations cue card, and we are looking for if WHC is integrated with UPA.
Okay, checking. So from Sophie, a firm good config and Figure 2, all good for this.
Okay, copy. What we would like you to do then is please configure WHC to internal YDV. You're going to do that by running block 1 of the NOMOPS cue card. And then we'll have you perform the procedure we had you do before, 11.5.403 again.
So just to doubt, not to really sure I understand well, do you want me to perform 11.5.403 before the block 1, or?
Perform block 1 of the NOMOPS cue card first, and then 11.5.403 again.
Please. Block 1, and then 11.5.403.
Good copy.
Kingston from Sophie. So everything is nominal. So do you still want me to open the valves, even if I still have the red light check separator? I'm still into the block 1 of NOMOS.
Checking. Okay, Sophie, thanks for the report. You are still good to perform block 1.
Okay. At this point, when I'm trying to perform step 3 of block 1, it does not, the fan does not turn on.
Copy, checking.
Maybe I should clear the light test. But wait, are we, Do you want me to configure WC to in-channel YDV?
Affirm, Sophie. We're configuring WC to internal YDV.
Okay, so I get it. Yeah, working on it.
Copy.
Houston from Sophie. At the end of block one, the number of fuses is 96288.
Copy, Sophie. And when you get into the check separator troubleshooting steps 11.5.403, what we'd like you to do in step two is let WHC run for about 2 to 3 minutes. What we're troubleshooting is we suspect that there could be a flooded check separator.
Okay, 2 to 3 minutes instead of the 45 seconds in the procedure.
Good read back.
Station Huntsville, Safety Ground 2 for Jack and MEF 1.
Houston from Sophie. How are the WHC?
With you.
At the end of the procedure, the check separator red light came back on right away, like not even a second. So I closed the valves, and as soon as I closed the valves, the separator light was off, and the red light check separator went on.
Okay, we copy, Sophie. We are discussing.
Okay.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Sophie and WHC.
Vivian 2.
Okay, Sophie. So big picture with the WHC, we're trying to rule out any smaller issues before potentially embarking on a WHC check separator R&R. So we're going to have you do an inspection of the hoses of the separator, and we're putting together that inspection plan now. In the meantime, you can gather PPE, which will be a dust mask, safety goggles, and nitrile gloves.
Copy, PPE, dust mask, safety goggles, and nitrile gloves, and I'll be ready as soon as you have the word.
Sounds good. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Sophie and WHC.
This is with you on 2, full input.
All right, we've got some steps for you for the WHC inspection. You're going to don PPE and remove panel 2 of the WHC. You're going to inspect the output hose of the separator to urine valve block, and I do have a figure and a procedure to reference if you'd like for that. And you'll be looking for any blockage, FOD, hose damage, or leakage, and if you see any leakage or free fluid, immediately report to Houston. We'll perform additional safing actions.
Okay, done PPE, opening panel 2, inspecting output hose. I'd be happy to have the figure from the reference procedure and observe any blockage, fluid, or leakage, and in case of leakage, report immediately to Houston.
Okay, good copy. And the reference figure and procedure are going to be IFM 11.5.313, and it's figure 5. And you'll be following that hose to the urine valve block.
Copy, 11.5.313, figure 5.
Yep, and it'll be the hose highlighted in red in the figure.
Copy, hose highlighted in red in the figure.
Good copy. Thanks, Sophie.
Welcome. Listen, from Sophie on 3, everything looks nominal for the hose inspection, the output hose.
Okay, Sophie, copy. We do have a potential second location for you to inspect. We're going to get you that in the next couple of minutes.
Copy, I'll be ready whenever you are. And just, again, we were chatting with Chris, and in here, everything sounds nominal in terms of sound, of activation, flow. So, yeah.
Okay, we copy. Station Houston on Syscan 2 for Sophie and WHC inspections.
Sophie's ready to copy next inspection.
All right, Sophie, big picture. We're going to have you inspect the hose between the dose pump and the separator input. So to do that, you're going to need to remove the KTO and panel 3 on the WHC, and then I've got another procedure number and figure that shows the hose you'll be inspecting when you're ready to copy.
And I'm ready to copy.
All right, it's a different procedure you haven't been in yet. It's 11.5.212 IFM, and you're going to be referencing figure 11, and you'll be inspecting the hose that is highlighted in green. And that's the full extent of the connection between the dose pump, which is on the bottom left, and the separator input on the top right.
Figure 11, in procedure 11, the 5-212, the hose highlighted in green, and for that report, I will remove KTO and panel 6.
Good copy.
This is from Sophie. Inspection was nominal. I see no blockage, no leak, no bubble of air inside this hose.
Okay, Sophie, so the next step is that we're going to have you perform the check separator troubleshooting steps two more times. So that's 11.5.403, and that's while WHC is configured to Yerevan. And again, in step two, you're going to keep WHC activated for 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay, performing 11.5.403, three times, is that correct?
Two more times. So you performed it once and configured to Yerevan internal, so we're going to have you do it two more times.
Okay, so with the configuration to Yerevan, 11.5.403, two more times, and waiting 2 to 3 minutes in step two. Do you want me to put all of the panels back, or am I going to just leave everything open for performing this?
Sophie, we recommend leaving the panels uninstalled for now. If this execution of the check separator troubleshooting steps two more times doesn't work, we'll probably be looking at doing a separator R&R, and then you would need to remove those panels for that R&R for access.
Okay, great. So leaving the panels removed.
Good copy.
It's in from Sophie on the first attempt of procedure 11.5.403, the light check separator, after I turned off the valve, the light came on right away.
All right, Sophie, we copy. We're good for you to perform one more time.
Copy, one more time. This is Sophie from the second attempt. So after 1 minute and a half of the separator functioning, the separator stopped functioning and the check separator light, red light, came on. And so what I did was just I closed the valve and reset the funnel.
Copy, Sophie. All right, thanks for that report. We are going to discuss if we want to execute the R&R, and we'll get back to you with that decision shortly.
Okay, we'll be ready whenever we need.
Station Houston, Station Ground 2 for Sophie and WHC.
Station Sophie's with EMC on 2, I'm ready to copy.
All right, Sophie, thanks for all the good reports on the WHC separator. We are going to proceed with an R&R of the separator. So we have some gather activity for you before we proceed into that. The gather of the replacement separator is going to be about 25 minutes to gather in the PMM, and we're thinking that once the gather is complete, we'll have you check in with us on whether you should perform the pink power switching box activity for Munich or proceed into the R&R.
Green Norris, and I'm ready to copy the location of the separator.
Okay, the separator is in PMM, overhead 4, locker Bravo 2 Charlie 2, and the serial number is 2304066.
PMM overhead 4, locker Bravo 2, Charlie 2, serial number 2304066.
Good copy, and we're going into a teacher's handover.
Phoenix Station, Sophie's with you on 2 in Columbus.
Munich is also here, so good news. And so in principle, are you already at the procedure?
I just opened the procedure.
Okay, for the big picture, so everything here is in good configuration from the ground side. That means the PDU-1 and PDU-2 outlets have been switched off already. And in principle, you don't have to verify these steps on the portable workstation. So the PWS activities we can already confirm, they are done.
Okay, also I understand that everything step one has been complete. Just a question, there is a doubt on my side, which parameters do I select at the top of the procedure?
You have the option for the payload Oscar Zulu 1. That, I think, is a good starting point. Correct. And at least on my side, once you select that, at least on my computer, the selection box is then gone. But anyhow, so we work on the, let's say, step 2. And that is that you will open the cover of this PPSB bus 1 and bus 2.
Starting step 2, do you want to jump on with VTA?
We did not activate that so far, so probably you can do that without it.
No worries, if you're interested. I'm okay.
I guess we managed together.
Yeah.
Station Jackson 2 for Stable 3.
We're with you on 2, Jack, and you have a go for the stable vent move. And the mitigation that you did earlier with the CO2 controller for the capstone tape, it was successful, and so we need you to leave that capstone tape with the CO2 controller in place.
Great, great. Glad to hear that worked, and I will put the 1615 event into work.
Copy.
And Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for PWD, last call for PWD and XPWD usage. Let us know when you are complete.
Houston Station, double-checking on the water, and I'll let you know in a moment.
Thanks, Jack.
Next station, Sofian 2. I'm at the end of step 3, where I have done the outlet to discharge for both Papalima Oscar Zulu 1 and 2. Are you taking care of the action on the PWS?
We already did check the telemetry and confirm everything is in good configuration. Perfect. Thanks. And we have the photo document.
So I will take a picture and then close the lid again, and that will be it.
That's a good understanding. So the pictures we need for verification. And, all good then, and already done with the activity. Thank you.
Huntsville Station, Jackson 2 for Stable 3.
We're with you on 2, Jack.
So there's a vent cover capcon tape on the top and the bottom of the Slatchy Biohabitats. Do you want both of those removed or just one or the other?
Checking. And, Jack, we just need the capcon tape on the top removed. And you can put it anywhere on the side of the habitat.
Okay, just the vent cover capcon that's on the top, and I'll put that on the side. And I'll do that for all 4.
Copy, good readback. And once you complete this, we are ready for your assist with Jessica. And we're going to have you grab all 3 items at once for efficiency.
Hey, copy, I'll be over at Jessica in just a moment.
Copy.
Station Sophia. 2, the pictures are downlinked from SSC-17.
And we copy, thank you, SSC-17. And we are closing the lids again, and then we are happy, and Columbus is ready to receive the new payload.
Yes, great. Oh, amazing. Thank you very much. And with that, procedure complete. Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for WHC.
Hey, Sophie. Okay, we're still putting together the final plan for the WHC pump separator R&R, but I can give you a procedure to start reviewing, and there's a couple more materials you'll have to gather when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Okay, it's 11.5.313 WHC pump separator R&R. You can start taking a look over it right now, and you can gather the remaining materials that you need, and we'll let you know when you're ready to when we're ready for you to execute.
Okay, 11.5.313 and gathering the remaining items.
Thanks, Sophie.
Welcome.
Houston Station on 2-4 to Tastro.
Good afternoon, Andre.
Oh, I'm ready for the transfer. I have UWF number 1494, and this is
AMT. Stand by, Andre. We are checking that UWF serial number.
All right.
And, Andre, that's a good serial number. You're good to continue.
Okay, I'm ready for step 3.3.
Copy. You are go in step 3.3 and in step 3.2. Offload time is 26.26 minutes.
Repeat the police time.
Offload time is 26.26 minutes.
26 minutes. Thank you.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Sophie and WHC.
Just saying this. Sophie is with you on 2.
All right, Sophie, we're ready for you to start into the WHC pump separator R&R. So you're going to perform procedure 11.5.313. We would like to join you on board in Node 3 to follow along if possible. And in the procedure, in step 2.1, safing is in place. And in step 3.1, we expect that step is complete with the accessing that you performed earlier for the inspection.
Copy, all performing step 11.5.313, and I understand those all safety is in place, and you are more than welcome to come on board. The camera was ready already half an hour ago, so please join, and yeah, let's go.
It's like you knew that we were going to want to follow along. Thanks, Sophie.
And from Sophie, let me know if the view is good for you.
Checking. You look good, Sophie.
Great.
Station Huntsville on 50 Ground 2 for Jack and MEF-1. We are ready for inoculation bag Yankee.
And from Sophie, quick question for the SHA-5 NS connector and cap.
With you on 50 Ground 2.
Okay, so I understand for all the lock wire connectors that we need to remove, especially there are those black lock wire connectors. But this, for SHA-5NS, it doesn't seem to be connected to the cap. So do you want me to just remove the cap and leave this on? Okay, I'm going to show it closer to you. Leave this on and just remove the cap. This one here.
Sophie, are you saying that the cap is not tethered?
No, I'm saying that the cap is tethered, so I can remove the cap and no worries. But there's also an extra lock wire connector that is attached to SHA, CAT, and S, and I was wondering if I need to remove this as well.
If it's going to prevent you from removing the cap, then you're go to remove it.
Okay.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack and stowage answer at your convenience.
Houston, Station Jack's on 2 for stowage answer.
All right, Jack. I'm following up on your question about the X-springs from the Dragon stow track steps 48.02 through 48.04. So those X-springs are for E4D, but we were co-locating them in the A-RED bags for hardware celerity. That said, we're going to have you stow those X-springs in the generic check CTB when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
All right. At lab overhead 5, kilo 1, you'll find half CTB serial number 1346. So that's our first choice for where to put those items. We also have the option for Lab Overhead 5 Gulf 2 locker, and then we'll take your report of the final config, and please ziplock together any co-located items.
Okay, first option is lab overhead 5, kilo 1, a half CTV 1346. Second option was lab overhead 5, golf 2. I didn't catch the CTV serial number. And then the goal is to put all of those things together.
And for golf 2, it would just be loose in the locker. But contained in Ziplocs.
Copy, loose in the locker. All right, thanks very much. I'll let you know how it works out.
Thanks, Jack.
And Station Huntsville on Safety Ground 2-4, Jack. We are trying to get you started on your next assist a little bit early, so if you don't mind, to give us a call on Safety Ground 3.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Andre, you are go in step 6, decimal 1.
Copy, 6, 1. Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Go ahead.
Transfer hose disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to regulation station.
Houston copies. Thanks, Andre.
Thank you.
Houston Station, SOFIAN 2 for dump separator.
Houston's with you.
So during the step where I was preparing the new pump separator in step 1, decimal 3, I understood from this step that I also had to remove the tether with the cap, the white cap. So of course I understand now by doing the further steps in the procedure that I needed to keep them, so I reinstalled them and I managed to successfully reinstall the white string on all of them, except for SHA-4 and S. So I was going to go ahead and put a piece of captain tape so that the next crew member during the next R&R can find this with help by captain tape close to the connector. Is that okay for you?
Checking. And Sophie, back with you on 2. So the final config that we're looking for on the new pump separator is that the bay and SM caps are tethered.
Yeah, they are tethered, but obviously the SHA-4 and S5 and 6, they need a cap, their caps ready and not far away, because the step that I just executed was 4.3 on the old one. I needed to reinstall the tethered caps. So this is why I just put them back on. Is my understanding correct, or maybe it's no?
Okay, so I think what you're saying is that for when this new pump separator gets removed in the future, you need to have the caps available. And so you're asking if you can, and I see the config you've got. You've got the removed caps capped on taped for the next person when they remove the new ORU.
That's correct.
All right, checking.
All of them have been reinstalled nominally with the tether. Just SHA-4 and S is just held by a little piece of string and captain tape. I'm going to show it here.
Yep, and we're looking. All right, we've taken a look, Sophie, and we are discussing.
Okay.
And state 5 connections per figure 2.
Okay, I understand. So you want me to reinstall all the caps. I understand you were preparing this before installing and removing the caps.
Sorry, Sophie, I may be confusing. So the intent is that the old bad removed separator have caps installed, which I think might come later in the procedure. So if you need to use caps from the new separator to cap the old separator, that's what we're looking for.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, the old one had all of the caps tethered, so that's fine. And now the new one has all of the caps tethered. Okay, so the old one have all the caps installed and all good, nominal, and plugged, and, like, capped. And so the new one is ready to install, so I think we're good.
Concur. Good config.
Station Huntsville on 50 ground 2 for Jack.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris and Nanorex Mainframe Alpha Assist at your convenience.
Huntsville Station. Chris is active. You got Jack if you need help for a minute.
And Jack, yeah, we'll take the assist. We are not seeing data from the Nanorex Mainframe Alpha that's over at Columbus 4-2. We need you to don lightweight cryo gloves since we don't have insight into the current temperature that drives the touch temp constraint for this payload. Check the data connection. It should be on the front right side of the payload. And make sure both ends of that Ethernet cable are fully seated.
Okay, I will get some gloves and head over there.
Thanks, Jack.
Sensation Sophian 2, that's step 4, decimal 13, 1-3, complete.
Copy.
And you probably saw it on the video, but this was quite a good amount of wipe, so this is why I changed the gloves in between, just to be sure that I did not contaminate the rest.
Still station, Jackson 2 for NRS.
With you on 2, about 40 seconds to a handover.
Okay, just looking for a repeat of the stuff you want me to check. I see power J1, data J2 are all plugged in. What else are you looking for?
And copy, the data J2 on the front of the payload, as long as it's fully seated, we'd like you to click the boot drive, which is next to that connection to the middle position, which may or may not align with the number 2 label.
And the boot drive is in the middle position.
And we copy that, Jack. And that's all we needed, Jack. We appreciate your assist. Thank you.
Sounds good, thanks.
Station Huntsville on 50 ground 2 for Jack and MEF1.
Huntsville, Jack's with you on 2.
Jack, we're ready for you to go ahead and grab both biocell number 5 and suspension bag number 5. Biocells in stable 4, suspension bags in stable 2, and you can temp stow those near LHG.
Biocell 5 and suspension bag 5 from stables 2 and 4.
Good recheck.
So station Jackson 2, I got lab cam 2, coal cam, and gem cam 1 set up for the pole transfer. You're welcome on board.
Copy all. Thanks, Jack.
So Chris on 2 for the polar sample transfer. I don't seem to have a snow node attached to this. Which double cold bag are we supposed to be using for this procedure?
Copy that. Chris, checking. And Chris, you guys can use any double cold bag that is currently tempted.
Copy any double cold bag. We'll go and let you know which one we use.
Appreciate it.
Send Sophie on 2 for a status report. Now proceeding to step 5, decimal 12.
Copy. Thanks for the check-in.
Send from Sophie a question for 5, decimal 13.
With you.
Well, the connector is 5NS, and I guess it will be the same question for all other connectors. How do I know that it's fully seated? So there is still some threading that I can see, so I just respect the method of threading one half to one turn at a time, then push, then repeat. And but for now, there's still some threading that I can see, so is there still room for more, or should I just put more force?
Checking.
In Houston, from Sophia, confirm I have the same behavior for shaft 6 and shaft 4. So for all of the three, I think I reached the limit in terms of pushing and turning clockwise the little ring, but then I can see some threading left, so I guess it might be expected.
Copy, Sophie. Standby. Okay. So the connector should be fully mated when you reach the hard stop. So there's the potential that there would still be some threads visible on the collar itself. After reaching that hard stop, we're going to take 2 minutes to just look at previous photos. What we'd like you to do, though, is please take pictures of what you see right now just for future history, and we'll confirm if that's a good config.
Okay, so I'll take pictures right away, and had just a short discussion with Jack, and I did about 3 or 4 cycles of pushing, threading, etc., pushing, turning. So, and he said it should be about right from his experience of being a space plumber.
It's good that we have multiple space plumbers on board, and we'll follow up confirming the good config.
And I'll definitely take some pictures.
Thanks.
And just as a quick confirmation also, I triple checked that there was no cable pinched and all of the hoses were not pinched, and so we're all good on that topic too.
Great idea. Thanks for triple checking that.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris and polar transfers.
This is Chris for polar transfers.
Hey Chris, we were looking through the procedure and realized that the items that you guys were told to put into Melty 3 have already been moved yesterday. We just want to confirm nothing went into Melty 3.
Let's see. Let me just take a look. And those were the Basel habitats. We did not put anything into Melty 3. We took some ice bricks from there, I think, but that's about it.
And copy that, Chris. Good config.
Copy. Jack and I are complete through step 9, and all polar sample trays were empty. There's only desiccant remaining in them.
Perfect. Thank you, Chris.
No problem. We used double cold bag 1035, which I got from in front of Melty 3, and I have put it back there.
Copy. Thank you.
And station Houston on 2 for Sophie and WHC. We reviewed some historical photos, and we confirmed that when the Shaw-S connectors are fully seated, you can still sometimes see threads, so you are go to continue.
Great. So I'm now going to WHC activation.
Woo-hoo! And Station Houston on 2 for Chris with stowage follow-up answers at your convenience.
Chris, on 2.
Chris, your hand in the video and no tree gave you away. I thought you might be free. We have some follow-up items for you from this morning on stowage. First item is that we aren't planning on adding anything else to the airlock. For the 8.0 CTB, we do want you to fit that in the airlock, but you can move some smaller CTBs that are in the airlock to Cygnus. Just let us know which smaller CTBs you move to make the 8.0 fit.
I mean, the 8.0 kind of is fitting. It's kind of like a cap on the front of the airlock. I think it's okay. I guess, depending on the long-term plan, definitely happy to take some of the 4.0s out. I think a lot of it depends on the long-term plan, because that 8.0 is pretty unwieldy, as well as the NORS tank. So, you know, depending on what things we're going to need to access first, we might need to, you know, unstow the whole airlock to get it stuff. So I'll take advice, but I think we're okay to leave it as is right now.
Okay, copy, Chris. Yeah, our suggestion is more just for tonight because there'll be some unpacking tomorrow. So if you think that the 8.0 as the end cap to airlock is okay, then we can leave it as is for now, and you guys will get back into it tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay as now, but there's an 8.0 and a NORS tank, which are kind of the two things I got out of the basement of Dragon that are kind of blocking access to everything else. So as soon as we go back in, we're going to need to move those guys anyways. So I think anything you guys can do today to give us maybe a big picture for what stuff's going to be sooner and what stuff's going to be later will help us, because we'll probably have to repack stuff, and we can try to put them in a logical order when we rebuild the airlock.
Okay, copy, Chris. We will work some daily summary words for big picture stowage that you'll get tomorrow.
That sounds fantastic. But yeah, I think the 8.0, it's there. It blocks the rest of the airlock, but, you know, the hatchway is clear, and I feel comfortable with it.
Okay, great. And then the second thing we owed you was that for the tethers to restrain the basement doors in Dragon, we suspect that because the middle tier in Dragon is not fully unloaded, those tethers are obscured. We expect the tethers in the middle forward 1-4 and middle aft 2-2 locations. You are welcome to see if you can fish them out. Otherwise, we expect they'll be uncovered over the coming days, and we know that you've got a workaround in place that's working fine.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about it. It was more of a. Hey, wait a second. I remembered something being like actually the right tool for this job. Maybe am I missing something? And I'm glad that I didn't totally misremember. So I think it's fine the way it is. And as we uncover them, we'll put it into the correct config. Thanks.
Okay, that works for us. And I think that's all that we owed you from this morning, stowage wise. Thanks for attending the mini DPC.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And from Sophie, that's step 6 complete. Great news. So now it's going to be WT nominal functionality tests. Just so that we are all on the same page at this point, so right before step 7, we are in the config not of YDV, but UPA in terms of the lights we see.
And you want to be in the UPA config?
So basically, it's the V.
Correct, yes. You want to be in the UPA config going into step 7.
Great news. Okay, so pressing on. All right, Houston from Sophie, you probably said high five. Everything seems to work nominally here.
Awesome. We saw the celebration, and we see that the separator check light is cleared. So WHC is go for use. In step 8.1, you'll leave WHC integrated with UPA, and I also have a trash location for the failed pump separator whenever you're ready for it.
I think before the WHC to be go for use, I would turn off the camera, if you don't mind.
That's a great idea, yes. You can turn off the camera.
All right, and yes, I'm ready to copy.
All right, you can put the failed pump separator in the WHC JSB serial number 5512.
WHC JSB 5512, copy.
And congratulations on fixing the toilet.
Again?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, and thanks for your support. It's a bit longer than what I had anticipated, but yeah, it was kind of tricky to work in this confined environment, but yeah, we made it work. So thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Station Huntsville on 2 for any available crew member and help with InSpa Auxilium.
Chris is with Gunty.
Hey, Chris, we are looking for help with the 1845 activity on Jessica's timeline, if you are willing to knock it out.
Absolutely, happy to knock it out. Let me just quickly stow some tools, and I'm on it.
Much appreciated.
This is from Silphium 2 for step 9.6.
Houston's here.
Well, the number of uses is 96295. The number of the installed pump separator is 2304066. And for the removed pump separator, it is... The removed pump separator was 2107059.
Okay, we copy all. And also, for you and for the rest of the crew, PWD and XPWD is also go for use.
What a fantastic plumbing celebration. Thank you.
Sure thing.
And from Sophie, one follow quick question for the HAS2 disposal bag with the wipes.
With you.
Yeah. Where should I dispose this HAS2 disposal double bag with the wipes?
Thing.
Huntsville, Chris on 2. I'm getting started in the Auxilium task. You're ready. You are welcome on board on LabCam 2. Let me know if you like the view.
Copy that, Chris. We are getting the video routed now. Thank you.
And Station Houston on 2 for Sophie. Those HAZ 2 wipes are triple bagged. They can go into the WHC JSB 5512.
I'll be triple bagged and 5512 for
WHC JSB.
Yeah, thank you.
Good copy.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Mambo.
With you on 2.
I just want to report that there's definitely a fair bit of, like, dust buildup in here. It, you know, I opened the door and I sort of saw some dust fly out, and it's clearly just dust that's building up along the edge of this, like, power box. Just wanted to make sure that was expected. I'm happy to give it a really quick vacuum if you guys think that would be worth it.
We copy that, Chris. Checking, and for your awareness, we're about 50 minutes from the handover.
Copy.
And Chris, we will take you up on your offer. Much appreciated.
Copy. Yeah, at first I opened the door and I saw a bunch of stuff floating out, and I had flashbacks to yesterday, but I could see that it's clearly dust and, like, hair and stuff like that that seems to be building up on the side of this electronics box on the right, and I guess getting pulled in through this through the gap on the front around the connector box. So, yeah, clearly just dust, and I will give it a quick vacuum.
Copy, thanks.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for auxilium cartridge serial numbers.
With you on 2?
Never mind, sorry, I think I figured it out. Sorry, I was looking at the stone note, and it said there was a Ziploc bag with cartridge 33, but I think it's in a big pack of ESD bubble wrap, so I think I solved my problem. Sorry about that.
No problem, Chris. Sometimes you gotta externally process.
Huntsville, Chris on Space to Ground 2. I'm complete with the auxilium cartridge install. Cartridge 33 is now in Mambo number 5, and I will go ahead with the restill.
And we copy. Mambo number 5 complete. Thanks, Chris.
Cool, my boy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack. We are ready for your assistance in LSG. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Imagery Transfer Tool.
Houston Station, Jack is on 2.
Hey, Jack. So we realize that our agreed time to of 9:45, we're actually in a KULOS, so we can't start fixing your Imagery Transfer Tool until 20:06. We expect you'll take 10 minutes. We can either call you back when we're done, or if you see the login screen on your personal SSD, you'll know we're done because we'll have rebooted it.
That will all work for me, and the login screen is sufficient. I appreciate you guys helping me out.
Sure thing, and have a good evening.
Thanks, you guys too.